It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Do you know one of the greatest assets that successful progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines? Well, it's their precision ag approach and the data that they collect from their fields and then utilize in their operation. The Farm Progress Tech Forum, coming up in a couple of weeks, will help give you those techniques, producers, guide you through that process, helping you save time and money and helping you optimize your return on investment. The Farm Progress Tech Forum will be November 27th and 28th at Iowa City, Iowa. It's at the Marriott Conference Center there at Coralville at Iowa City. We'll be there and hope you will be too. There's a website for all of the information, farmprogresstechforum.com. That's Tuesday and Wednesday, November 27th and 28th, farmprogresstechforum.com. In southern Ohio, Pike County, Ohio, some of the local folks say they are resting easier now. Now that authorities have finally made arrests in connection with the mass slaying of a family 2.5 years ago. It was April of 2016 when 8 people were murdered in Pike County, about 90 miles east of Cincinnati. And authorities are saying now those killings were not tied to meth or opioids or marijuana. It was a child custody battle over a little girl who is now 5 years old. In one city after another, local civic leaders and commerce officials are saying, why not us? Why didn't Amazon pick us? There were 238 cities that submitted proposals trying to win Amazon's second headquarters and its thousands of high-paying jobs. And the list of 20 final contenders, there were some here in the heartland of America, including Chicago. Some of the Monday morning quarterbacks here are saying, it's the Springfield mess. They blame the dysfunctional state government in Illinois and the political gridlock in the state. Even the mayor of Chicago, when asked about it by the Chicago Tribune, declined to shoot down the possibility that the problems in state politics became the boat anchor for Chicago's bid for Amazon. The former president of the Flying J Truck Stops, based in Tennessee, most likely will be going up the river for cheating trucking companies out of millions of dollars in diesel fuel rebates. He's just not going yet. Mark Hazelwood has been sentenced to more than 12 years in prison. Hazelwood maintains he's innocent, and an appeals court said he can stay out on bond until he's done fighting his conviction. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's news. The Georgia Agricultural Hall of Fame has put out the word that their newest inductee, a man they refer to as easily the most famous peanut farmer in history, is the former United States President Jimmy Carter. Upon the presentation of the honor, the former president said, "This has been the highlight of my life in agriculture. I'm very thankful to everybody here." The Georgia Ag Hall of Fame is housed at the University of Georgia, established in 1972. Jimmy Carter's been out of office for 37 years. You would have thought they might have inducted President Carter long before now. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.